by saying this. You know, how many of y'all know that Jesus would take natural things and show us spiritual realities from?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want you to get that, but that's what he's done here with the heart. Mm-hmm. Take a quick little story here a few years ago, a scene on TV where this woman was needing a heart transplant. Well, this young man had perished, and they took his heart, put in her. Well, she got to noticing after the transplant that when she would awake at her, she'd have dreams, and she'd just wake up in fear. Well, and she'd have dreams about another woman dying, a woman being murdered. So, you know, the doctor, she kept having these dreams, so she told her heart surgeon about this. And the heart surgeon, anyway, he finally connected up with the police, and they checked this man out, and they run it back, and they found out that this man had killed this woman, but she had received his heart. Wow. Now, let me ask you this, clear things up, we're talking about the heart. Had this woman been a Christian and would have died with this in her heart, would she have busted hell wide open?
No.
If she'd been born again, you know, even though she had this other man's natural physical heart, you know, she wouldn't have done that. We're making a distinction right off the bat from the natural and spiritual, okay? Mm-hmm. So you kind of understand what I just said. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, let's read what Jesus said of the heart. He gives a parable, then he explains this parable. He said, the seed that fell on the beaten path represents the heart of the one who hears the message of the kingdom realm, but does not understand it. The adversary then comes and snatches away that which was sown into his heart. That's the devil, you know. The seed sown on gravel represents the person who gladly hears the kingdom message, but his experience remains shallow. Shortly after he hears, troubles and persecutions come because of the kingdom message he received. Then he quickly falls away, for the truth did not sink deeply into his heart. And the seed sown among weeds represents the person who receives the message, but all of life's busiest distractions, his heart is divided, and his ambition for wealth and results in suffocating the kingdom message and prevents him from bearing fruit, spiritual fruit. And I really kind of think that's where a lot of the church is right now. But number four, this is where we all want our heart to be.
Amen.
We've been talking about a good heart. As for the seed that fell upon good, rich soil, it represents the heart of people who hear and fully embrace the message of heaven's kingdom realm. Their lives bear good fruit. Some yield a harvest of 30, 60, and 100 times as much as was sown. So we're talking about the seed, the word of God, sown into the hearts of men. Well, you know, they say a pitcher is worth a thousand words. I say Jesus can take natural things to show us the truth of this. But he says that the word, like a seed, sown in the heart, and it produced. If you'll notice from the diagram, I want you to notice the habitual note there on your left hand side, and look at that and tell me what that looks like.
Which one do you want us to look at, David?
Yeah, I'll look on the left side of the paper.
Are you going to give it out?
And it says, third one down, the ventral node or the AV node. If you look at it, and look how that runs down into the bottom of the heart, Donna. How many of y'all, when y'all was kids, your mom and dad made you work in the garden or something like that, or you planted or done this or whatever, and you ever pulled up a seed?
That's what
that looks like right there.
Yes, it does.
Yes, and it goes down in there, roots in the heart. And this, we'll call it the AV node, but look to out there on the right-hand side, second down, and what they call this. They called it the His bundle, or it is called the His system, or the His network. Mm-hmm. It comes from the seed, it goes down, and it goes into the heart. And what this AV node does, this is your heartbeat. That's where a human heartbeat comes from, is the AV node. Mm-hmm. And if you look in your left-hand column and go up there to that synoptical node, or how you say that, sinal node, S-A-N node, that creates the rhythm in your heart. So a heart has both beat and rhythm like music. You know, I don't say music is of the heart, but you have both beat and rhythm come out of your heart, and we'll get to this later, but if you got beat and rhythm, I believe there's a song in there too. You know, the Bible talks about singing to the Lord, you know, tells us, instructs us to do that. But I read where Harvard School of Medicine had been doing this research. And years ago, the Western world has got away from it. Remember King David, he played his music, mm-hmm. you know, on the saw, he'd chill out. Mm-hmm. But they're saying music, how integral it is for your heart. They've tested it on heart patients. If you play like supermarket music, you know, the real easy stuff, it chills the heart out, your blood pressure comes down, you're more relaxed. And if you play hard rock and roll or something like that, I'll kill you, you know, your blood pressure will go up, you know, it'll get beat, but words and music affect the heart. Well, we'll leave it at that. Now, yeah, we'll leave it at that. No, I ain't going to leave it at that. Adrian, she got time. Let me say this about, I said a song in heart. Let me tell you this quick story.
You did tell them that you're giving them examples of the natural heart, mm-hmm. but that's not the heart that Jesus talked about in the Word of God. But he's giving you something that you can see and relate to. But the heart that Jesus is talking about in the Bible is that center, innermost part of you, where your spirit lives, where the Holy Spirit lives,
and
it's so connected with the soul. I don't have time to go into teach all that, but this is not the heart. The heart that pumped the blood, is he's letting you know, the heart that pumped the blood is not the heart that Jesus is talking about when he used it so many times in the Word of God. But he's showing you the one that made the heart has so many examples in our natural heart.
Well, you know, that's what the Word says. It says you're without excuse just looking out in nature, knowing that there is a God.
Yeah.
Is without it, when it's in Romans, there he's without excuse. Because you can see God just by looking at your body and everything.
Yeah.
Then you call on him and he'll reveal himself to you.
You know, but the heart has four chambers.
Yes.
You know, and it's like a gearshift pattern. First, second, third, fourth. And goes to your lungs.
Oxygenated.
Lungs oxygenated.
Okay. Carbon dioxide comes out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What comes out of heart is what the mouth speaks. Anyway, let me go back and tell you about Moses. Y'all remember Moses, you know.
Can we continue that next? It's 9:40 already.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Moses. Come on, Reverend.
That was good. Let's just give him a good hand. I learned more about the heart than I knew.
Dr. David.
Dr. David.
Hello, y'all. I just want to start off with this devotional. And so this devotional on Palm is about pushing through life's trials. I read this before, but it was like a while back, y'all. But it says, the only way we can do that is with Jesus. And actually, we're supposed to be happy to have trials. I think that's in Peter. Be rejoiced when you face various trials. I think it's Peter or James.
Knowing this, you got to know what else behind it. Knowing this.
Yes. But, yeah, I know, so we're supposed to, you know, rejoice. But I know we also sometimes, we have good days and we have bad days. And this poem is for when you're being so attacked by the enemy and you barely think straight. But you know that, you know, if you put your trust in God and put him first, he will bring you out with a mighty victory that you actually already have. And that scripture is in Corinthians, I think. But this, my brothers and sisters, is called A Poem for the Trials. And it says, I'm trying so hard to make it. I'm trying so hard to make it. Sometimes life seems so hard, I can't take it. Lord, please make it better. I pray. Still, the enemy attacks me every day. Sometimes I think I'm okay. There are moments when the pain I'm feeling goes away. I feel your hope and your love guiding my way. But oh, those memories. The enemy seems to love throwing them in my face. Lord, I don't want to cry. Lord, I keep asking you why. I know the choices I made when I didn't listen to you and went my own way. But Lord, I now fully understand that I'm saved by grace.
Amen.
Yes, I now understand that as humans, we do make mistakes. Lord, I want to make it through this. With your help, I can. Lord, the enemy makes it look like nobody can understand. But Lord, I know you have a plan. So Lord, I'll keep believing in you as long as you give me strength. Lord, I'll keep serving you. Just help me make it through this mess. Please help me pass this test. It may be the biggest one of my life. But Lord, your word says in Psalms 144:1, you train my hands for war and my fingers to fight.
Ooh, glory.
Lord, help me out by your might. Don't let the enemy take my life. I bet he thought he had me out right. Ha, well, not with you on my side. Some of y'all reading or hearing this poem, it's a miracle you're still here. While you're in these trials, you're having these thoughts from the enemy like, oh Lord, I can't. I don't think I can persevere. But let me tell you loud and clear, that's a lie, because again, you're still here. Jesus told you in his word, you could serve, you can move mountains. Serve the situations in your life, notice today. Right now is their eviction day. Tell them bye-bye. Matthew 19:26 says, with God, nothing is impossible. You are basically unstoppable. Meditate on that. With God, no matter what, you are a winner in this life.
Yeah. That's great. That's good.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Did you know that Helen Keller, when she learned sign language and they taught her about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, she says, oh, that's who that was.
Oh.
So even when she could not speak and when she could not hear,
uh-huh,
the Holy Spirit was in there talking to her. She says, oh, that's who that was.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Amen.
That's good.
I'm glad
you said that. So those people are without excuses saying God's not
here.
But he still introduced himself.
Come on now.
That's good.
Come on. That's good. That's good, sister.
That's good.
That is really good. I'll check out that. That's so good. Can you just pray while I talk here to release the word of God?
With power. Put super glue on it, Lord, so it sticks to our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Send the rain of God in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Mary opens her mouth, Father, and you fill her in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Pastor, make that for me. You know, I really want to release this word this morning. I want your ears open. I thank God because you have ears to hear, eyes to see,
amen,
and a heart to perceive.
Amen.
You have all of that word before you. And this is some really good word this morning.
Amen. Excuse me.
We're going to come from the 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 9th verse.
You said 2nd?
1st Corinthians.
Yes, but 2nd chapter?
Corinthians, the 1st Corinthians.
Okay, 2.
Yeah. Okay, Corinthians 2 and 9. Let me say it that way. Corinthians 2 and 9.
That's what I mean. Okay.
And can I have all y'all to read that together? Let's read it out. And if you got a different translation, I don't know what you'd do.
Listen.
Yeah, just listen. Okay. People that have the King James and close to the King James, read it out.
2 Corinthians 2, 9. Yep.
2 Corinthians 2.
I'm in the wrong Corinthians.
And 9. Is it 1 Corinthians or 2?
2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 2, 9.
No, Corinthians. Corinthians. The first epistle of Corinthians.
2 and 9.
Read it. Wait a minute, somebody's still turning their page.
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
But God has revealed them to us by the Spirit.
And I'll thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mary. I needed that part. When a girl I know, she was talking to me, she said, "Oh, Sister Mary, our pastor preach. But I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither
I've had a pastor do
have it entered into the heart of a man." And she just stopped there. Mm-hmm. I said, "Finish it." She said, "What is it to finish?" I said, "That is not complete there if you don't go to that next." It's saying, man don't have it. Mm-hmm. Man can't get it. Mm-hmm. When you say it just that way, man is limited. When Paul was up, let me go back here. And it says, here tonight, but as it is written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, to get as it is written, you have to go back to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Paul is getting this from the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isaiah 64 and 4 is where he's getting it from.
Right.
You know, Paul, when he preached, people, God got a beautiful plan for us. Mm-hmm. Let's get in with him and get that plan. Don't let the enemy stop and steal your inheritance.
Amen.
If y'all knew y'all had an inheritance in the natural, y'all would get you a lawyer.
Come on,
if anybody was trying to steal it.
We have a lawyer. Ooh, come on.
Amen. We got a lawyer.
Yes, we did. Amen.
Calm down. I don't have but a few minutes.
But you got next week, so keep going.
You got 30 minutes.
Yeah, but it's something I want to get out right now.
You gonna get it out?
Okay. Isaiah 64 and 4. Mm-hmm. Let's just turn there and read that. Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, said this. He said, "For since the beginning of the world, man have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, besides these which have prepared for him that waiteth on him." You know, Paul said, "I got this from Isaiah." He just told you. Mm-hmm. He said, "As it is written." Mm-hmm. This was already written in the Old Testament, but I'm bringing it into the New because it fit here too. Mm-hmm. What he was saying, eye has not seen nor ear have heard. He's talking about that natural man. Mm-hmm. He's limited in what he can see or hear from the Lord. And we're going to find out why. But God has a plan for us that if you could hear it, if you could see it, Sister Glenda, you would be like, "Whoa, God, is that me?"
I've been in that spot before.
But truly.
That I told you about Abraham.
You sure did. But he's got a really good plan for you.
Amen.
He's got a plan for those that will participate with him, that would align themselves with him. We got to align ourselves with the kingdom. Have it entered to the heart of man the things which God has prepared. He ain't trying to get it ready. He done already prepared.
Amen.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Amen.
For them that love him. Is anybody here love the... Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
I believe that. Anybody come out this time in the morning, you love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? He said this is prepared for people that love the Lord. And Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You can't tell me you love the Lord and not keeping his commandments. Saying I want to do it my way. You can't. So this is for people that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of the Lord. This, we're getting this by revelation.
Amen.
God is, in 2020,
Amen.
God is really going to be revealing some things
Amen.
To us.
Ooh,
very, very, very much.
Amen.
He's going to reveal some of the scriptures to
Ooh,
us.
Glory.
We're working on something at 8:30 that he's revealing to us. And some of my students said, oh, I get it. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, get down in that deep and get it to them. Let me tell you, you can't get this on your own. You're going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is the most important man on earth.
Amen.
And he's a man, not
Amen.
A woman.
Amen.
Not a kid. The world's confused. They don't know if he's a he or she.
Come on.
He's a
Come
man.
He's a man.
God's a man.
Yes, he act like a mother to
sure.
us all. There are some parents that have to be mama and father because they're single parents. They have to be a mom. They have to be a dad. But then still, they know the identity, who they are.
Amen.
Yes.
He's not a she.
God's feminine side created woman.
Huh?
God's feminine side created woman. His masculine side created man.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Both.
Praise God. But we're not injecting like the world. The world don't know
no.
who they are. They don't know if they're male or female.
Boy,
you know. They but we know that the whole we're gonna have to work with Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This we're gonna have to work with Holy I want y'all to say it individual. I'm going to skip you, but you're saying it in your heart because you got your mouth full. Say, you're going to have to work with Holy Spirit. Say,
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit. I'm going to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm
going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
I'm going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
You go, Bert, y'all. I like how you see it. Not just
every 45 years, is that right?
I'm going to have to work with the Holy Spirit.
Hiya! We're going to have to work with Holy Spirit.
Yes,
let
I
him
will.
Reveal things
yes,
to us.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah 33 said, call on me.
Woo! Glory.
Call on me.
And he said, when the phone ring, I answer. Not Gabriel.
All right.
Not any other. Well, answer. He said, but I'm going to answer. I'll be on the line.
I'll show you things to come.
And I'll show you. Ask of me and I'll show you things to come.
What's awesome.
I'll show you things to come.
Come on.
Just asking me. Call Ooh,
glory.
Call
Hallelujah.
Me. Line ain't never busy. Call me.
Amen.
24/7 in the midnight hour because he never sleep nor slumber. He don't even take a nap. I nap sometimes.
Me too.
I can't help it. I nap sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he said he never sleep nor slumber. You can call him anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing here, two things are important here, if you want to see and hear, is that you love your God.
Amen.
Act like you love him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we be praising him. I tell my people, I say, y'all act like he's not in the room. Lift them hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's in here.
Yes. Amen.
Praise and worship him.
Yes, amen.
They be like, this is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
No entertainment here. This is acting like Jesus is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Kings is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We want to worship like he's in the room.
That's right.
Always remember when you worship.
He is here.
Worship like he's in the room, like he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Lift them hands like he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Respect him like he's here.
Amen.
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 He's here. Hiya.
Thank you.
He's here. Hoya Uma Aya. He's here.
Amen.
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
And that's the way we want to worship, like he's in the room. It says, God is revealing them through the Holy Spirit. We are revelatory people. We are spirit people. Revelatory people. And we access things by revelation. We just don't do things mentally. You can go to any university and learn things mentally. You could be smart as I don't know what.
Yeah.
But this, what we get, comes through revelation. The Holy Spirit is saying, I'm here, I want to reveal these things. You know, over in the book of Revelation, one of the things to every church he kept saying, hear what the Spirit has to say. Hear what the Spirit... He was trying to get the church... Church, hear what the Spirit has to say.
Preach it.
Hear me. Yeah. And then Jesus himself says, I'm knocking on the door. I want to sell you some eye salve. Yeah. So we can put them on your eyes that you can see. He tried to get them to hear and see. Hear and see.
Amen.
And then you got a heart that you can perceive. You got a spirit in you that you can perceive things. But I'm pushing for time here. But we want the Holy Spirit to take us into the deep things. Some people say, oh, let's just stay in the light service. Don't go out there in the deep stuff. But Jesus called his disciples. He said, come on out here in the deep. You were like, God, we done fished all night. We know it ain't nothing out there in the deep. He said, come on out here in the deep. I'm going to show you what's out here.
Amen.
He said, throw your net to the side. And Peter go, okay, I'm a fisherman. I do this for life, Jesus. You preach the gospel. You do this, but I'm a fisherman. I mean, I've done this thing all my life, and we have been out here all night, and we have caught nothing. But he said, launch on right there in the deep. He said, well, at your word, I've gone out here. I'm going to show you that ain't nothing out here. I'm just going at your word. And he put his net down. He went, whoa, where did these fishes come? They weren't here last night. Where did they come from? And this ain't the time for fishes to be out like this.
Did Jesus say, let the nets with
the
nets down?
He said nets, and he let down eight nets.
One, that's why he sunk his boat.
Yeah.
One net.
He wasn't totally obedient.
Listen, even with that one.
It was so heavy.
It was so heavy.
Start working.
It was so heavy. He was going to let them down one at a time. But this was so heavy. Peter, like, I done fished all these years, thought I was an expert fisherman. That was my career. This was their career. Jesus wasn't no fisherman to them. But Jesus was telling Peter, this is what's going to happen in the future. He said, this is just natural fish that I'm getting you to catch. But I'm teaching you to be fisher of men. And on the day of Pentecost, he stood up and he caught in his net enough to break his net. He preached one sermon. And then he told the people, you're the one that, I mean, I'm like, Peter! I mean, but he went on, he preached that sermon, and 3,000 at one sermon.
One time.
Got saved. Mm-hmm. My. That's because he listened, he learned, hey, I got to listen to the Spirit. I got to listen to what God and obey it and do it.
Yes, amen.
God told him to go wait. He went and wait. They had to wait 10 days, and that was a long time. And, you know, sometimes we say we can't do it. And we, you know, but I thank God that we are people of God, knowing that I can call on his strength. I can rely on his strength.
Yes.
I can, I woke up this morning, I'm like, Miss Mary, you ain't feeling it this morning. I said, you a lie. You the devil. You a lie. I know you the devil telling me I don't feel it this morning. And you can stay in bed. You can call Brother David and them and somebody to open up the door. I said, you talk like a nut, don't you? I said, I'm going to put on my snake skin and I'm getting out.
Amen. And your leopard?
And my leopard.
Amen.
Because you talk crazy. I don't go by how I feel in my body.
Like
it
that.
Don't dictate. It don't rule me.
Come on.
What's on the inside is what rules
yes,
me.
Ma'am.
Yes, amen. Yes,